Okay, this is our first chabura on the topic of Eina Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. So hopefully we'll have two chaburas, and then we'll be able to hopefully transition to the last topic of Shvius. Hopefully be able to cover all of our intended sugyas. If everything goes according to plan, we'll be able to get everything to those individuals over here till the very end. Okay, so with that, let's see the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Anyone want to read for us? Ariel? Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, this is the first two dots. So like 10 lines down.
Okay.
Malvin Brutus?
And Rebbe Ribbit. Amar Rava, Rebbe Ribbit, Pasul Eidut, Ve'an Adnan.
Alright, so what is he adding? Don't think that the Mishnah's psul is limited to a
Malvin.
Exactly. Because the Mishnah says Malvin Brutus. You're saying, oh,
Malvin. Yeah.
Exactly. Reread it as referring to halvah, yeah. And therefore it covers both parties. Yeah. Oh, so this is the key name for us.
Okay. Barber in toast, as he do bait, race a day, Hadamar, Kami Didi, Ozif Beribita, Hadamar, the Didi, Ozfei Beribita.
Okay, so you have two of them, each one saying what?
One got. Got a alva beribit, and one gave him alva beribit.
Or I think one is just like a third party. And chad amar kamei didi ozit beribit. I just witnessed him being malved to someone else.
No, but didi.
And then chad amar, that's the second one. And the first one.
No, they both have
kamei didi. Kamei didi in front of me.
Oh.
First one just kamei. He's a third party. Kamei didi ozit beribit. In front of me there was a alva.
Yeah.
And the chad amar is the second one. But didi osvi beribisa. I was the lobe. And yet, pasli rabba, lebar benitus. We accept both of these edim testifying against this malva.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem we're going to ask, the Gemara is about to challenge, is that, what do you mean? But doesn't rabba, meaning, according to the second aid, who's basically saying that he was the lobe,
yeah,
so basically he's mason atzma rasha.
Right.
The Gemara says, ha rabba.
פס לרב לבר ביתוס והרב ההוא דאמר לווה ברבית פסו לעדות והבה לי רשע והתורה אמרה את השד רשע עד
so it's the kasha and the kasha is the what? And second aid
is a rasha
because he basically implicated himself. He said that he was the lova to this halva beribis. So once he's a rasha, so that should undermine the entire edus. How could you accept this edus to pasel to be posel the malva? This is where Rava.
Rava letamei, d'amar Rava, adam karov etzel atzmo, v'en adam asim atzmo rasha.
Right, the double phrase. You always have that in the Gemaras. That number one, adam karov etzel atzmo. We're going to leave these vague, because different mefarshim can interpret this differently. But a person is a karov regarding himself, and therefore, adam meisim atzmo rasha. So again, before we get into the details, let's just see the other Gemara. So, okay, basically, so the first time, I don't say the first time, one time where the Gemara, this comes later, right, one time where the Gemara, where Rabba applies this din of Ein Adam Meis Matzmo, of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, the Ein Adam Meis Matzmo Rasha, is in the context of, right, this Halva Garibis. Fine, that's our Gemara. So now let's turn to test some phase, which is probably the Iker Sugya of Ein Adam Meis Matzmo Rasha. It's going to be important because the Gemara has a number of applications which will shed light in terms of what exactly is the nature of this yisod. So starting at the bottom of Testament Beis, starting with Amar of Yosef. Five lines up.
Yeah.
Can I go for it?
Amar of Yosef, Ploni Revao Leonso, or Ploni Revao Leonso, Hu Ve'achem Tzarfim Le'orgo.
What's the case there?
He says that Ploni came on...
On himself, I think.
On him, yeah.
Referring to himself in third person. Basically, so he was the nirva, but it was okay, so ones.
Yeah.
So once he's an ones, therefore he's not a rasha. So that's not a problem.
Right.
But.
He said they. No, it doesn't have to be on himself.
I think that's.
He's revealed the animal, right?
Yeah.
No, the animal is the next case. And you'll see. This.
Oh, what?
We'll get to the next case. Meaning, we'll see from the next line. It's clear that Rava is himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Oh, all right. So in the first case, if it's just loan sale, so then again, since he was a near about, but since he was an ones, so therefore he's not making himself to a Russia, so therefore of course he can be an aid. But Liritzono.
Liritzono Rasha.
Oh, so we're gonna see Rav Yosef is the anti Rava. Right? We'll get back to understanding Rav Yosef after we have a better understanding of Rava. But basically, Rav Yosef undermines this klal of Adam Karvitz and Atma of Eino Demesans Rasha. I'm not gonna say it in any way because we're going to get to exactly which party is arguing on, but Rav Yosef is the anti-Rava. We'll leave it at that, and we'll get back to understanding Rav Yosef after.
I just want to say that an easy way to read the Gemara would be to say that Rav Yosef is that Rav Yosef is the one speaking here. As in, what I mean to say is, Rav Yosef is saying, talking about this aid over here, Ploni Ravolo, and so if this aid claims that he was,
So Rav Amar, he's going to argue on Rav Yosef and say.
Rav Amar, Adam Karov is Atzmo, and Adam Asim Atzmo Rasha.
Okay, that's the clout. We'll get back to it. But just more. Amar Rav, another application.
Amar Rav, Ploni va al Ishti, hu va acher mitzvatim lichotko, aval lo lehoga. Maika Mashmalan, de mefreginan bedibura. Einoach, we said it already, right?
Okay, so this is very important. Right. Basically, again, just to explain the case, right? The case, right? The first case was where he was the potential Rasha.
Right.
Right, and Rava played Eino Demesans Matzah Rasha. So the second time is where his wife is the potential Rasha. Right? And right, yet he's applying the same idea of Eino Demesans Matzah Ishto Rasha, and therefore, you know, Pagina Dibura. But it's very important that we're going to get back to this, hopefully at the end of this Chabura, is that what seems to be missing from Rava's klal is the factor of Pagina Dibura. Right? All he says is Adam Karbeitz L'atzma V'ein Adam Es Matzah Rasha. Again, when we get to explicating exactly what's going on, according to most people, there's a missing element here. Again, you are not believed to make yourself into a Rasha. Let's say you're some type of other psul Baldav or Karov, so you're not Neman on that part. The question is, why doesn't that pass all the rest of the Eidus?
Yeah.
Pagina Dibura. But it's interesting to note, which is very important, and Rava never references Pagina Dibura. That's always in the Mefarshim. Rishon, I'm like, oh, add that in. Oh, by the way, you know, the second half of his statement is, and therefore, and also Pagina Dibura. But it's very important to note that Pagina Dibura is missing from the memory of Rava. We can get to the significance of that based on the different approaches. But it's interesting, the only time the Gemara mentions the fact of Pagina Dibura is in the line you just read.
Yeah.
Right, when the Gemara is saying, oh, what's the Chiddush? You're teaching us Pagina Dibura? No. We already know that. So again, over here, the Gemara is telling us that, by the way, an aspect, an assumption to Rava's Memra is this fact of Pagina Dibura. Mm-hmm. But, so that's just, it's important, that's where they're showing coming from, but it's still important to note that Rava himself doesn't explicate that. And we have to explain, you know, what the significance of that is. Okay, but either way, that was just in terms of just linguistically.
Yeah.
The Gemara only mentions Pagina Dibura here. So right, the Gemara just asks basically, so what's the chiddush of Rava's application of his klal?
Now the tema, Adam karov etzel atzmo, Adam karov etzel atzmo amrina, etzel ishto lo amrina, kamashmalan.
Okay. All right. So it's a very important klal. Somehow there's a havamina that you don't apply Adam karov etzel atzmo to an ishto. And again, as we'll see, I'm sure as you guys already realize, that depending on how you understand what Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is, that will impact whether this Havamina makes sense. So again, if Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is a classical Psul Kurva, so then it's pretty obvious that you're a Karov to your wife.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big issue, you know, how to learn this line of the Gemara, this Havamina, depending on how your approach to the Iker Yisod of Eino Demesans Matzah Rasha. Fine. So again, application number one is where you're the Rasha. Application number two, which we hold the Maskana, is where your wife is the Rasha. So now skipping to the third application, just skipping some of the Mama Lezev, Tashum Lezev. So we did that in the mornings, you know, back on visiting day. So just skipping a couple lines to see Dibai Rava. Probably like skipping like eight lines. Or Ploni Rava Shoro.
Dibai Rava.
Shori, sorry.
Dibai Rava.
Yeah.
Ploni Rava Shori. Mao. ופלוני אמר שורי מהו, מי אמרין אין אדם קרוב אצל עצמו ואין אדם קרוב אצל ממונו, עוד אין מה אמרין אדם קרוב אצל ממונו.
Right, so basically the question is, do you have the same klal of Edom in other Mesmat Rasha and Pagino Zibura, also in the context where, again, it's not you who's the Rasha, it's not your wife, it's your mom on your shore is really the involved party. Zimar says. So while the Gemara is a havamina to apply the Yisod of Einadam Mesmat Zmarasha to Mamono, Lamaskana it doesn't apply. So again, you still have to understand a havamina, but Lamaskana we apply it to yourself and to your wife, but not to your mom. Okay, so right, so both in Chafei Atasim Beis, or in Chafei in the context of the Loba Paribis, in the context of Tassim Abayis, the case of Ploni Rabbanu Leritzoni and Ploni Rabbanu Leishti, you have this notion of Rabba applying the Klal of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma Ve'ina the Neis Matzma Rasha, while Rabbi Yosef argues. So now we're going to have to take a step back and try to understand what exactly is the basis of this Klal of Rabba of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. And this whole phrase, Adam Karavetz Latzma, Vein Adam Mason Atzma Rasha. And then that will, once we have a better understanding of Rava, we'll be able to also appreciate what Rav Yosef is arguing. What's the basis? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the first approach to this Yisod of Adam Karavetz Latzma, Vein Adam Mason Atzma Rasha is that, what is the basis of Vein Adam Mason Atzma Rasha? That is, Why aren't you neman to passel yourself, to make yourself into a rasha? So the first approach, right, taken by the Ravid, right, which quoted both in the Rashi Makos and the Chiddushei Ran, right, Rashi Makos Aleph Yud Gimel, and the Chiddushei Ran on the spot, is, as we already referenced in earlier sugyas, is that, right, the basis of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha is that it's a psul bal davar, right, and the yisod is that basically, once you are the baldavar in the case, right, you're talking about yourself, ploni ravani l'ritzoni, you're implicating yourself, right, whenever you're talking about yourself, that is a psul baldavar, which according to the Rush, according to the Ravid, means that whenever you are a baldavar in the case, there is a lack of a shame aid, lack of shame edus regarding that testimony. So, right, so the way it plays out is that when you have the edus of ploni ravani l'ritzoni, so the Liritzoni part, which is the part which impacts you, basically lacks a shame edus. Right? There's no shame edus on that. It doesn't register as edus. So then the only part of the edus, of your statement, which registers, which has a chalos of edus, is the key, is the part of ploni ravani. So therefore your neman, right, according to the Ravid, the way it works out, that your neman to be made against the roveya, because, and there's no problem that you implicated yourself because there was no shein edus on the ritzoni part on the second half, and then from Mimela, once there's no shein edus on there, so all you have is a shein edus regarding the other person, and that is accepted. So that's the shita of the Ravid. And it's very important, just two nekudos which come out of the Ravid's presentation. But the Ravid says the reason why it has to work in this manner, the reason why the only way Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha works is if it's a lack, if it's basically a psul baldavar where you lack a shem edus, is because if it was based on a psul kurva, right, let's say you have an alternative case, right, where you're not the baldavar, you're talking about a karuv of yourself. So in that case where, let's say in the third part, the second part of the edus, there's a psul kurva, so once half of the edus is, not that there's a lack of a shem edus, but rather there's a psul edus there, so then the Ravid holds that the klal of Idul Shabbat Mikhtlasa Batzlakula would kick in. And therefore, according to the Ravid, whenever part of your Idus is Pasul, like Midin Psul Kurva, that undermines even the other half of the Idus. And therefore, the Ravid says the only time you have the klal of Adam Karavetzel Atzma, the Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, where you're in Pagin Dibur, where you split it, is only when there's a lack of Shem Edus regarding the part regarding yourself, meaning there's a Psul Baldavar, and therefore there's no Psul to trigger Edus Shabbat Mixas Batsukula, it's just there's a lack of Shem Edus, so we can accept the first part. But again, if the second part has a Psul Kurva, that's going to be a problem because it's going to trigger Edus Shabbat Mixas Batsukula and undermine the entire Edus. So with that yisod, the Ravid answers right the question. Remember, the Ravid, again, for sure the Rush's presentation, that the Ravid is coming to answer why doesn't the klal of Adam Karavetzel Atzmo, basically, why isn't the klal of Palgin and Zivura apply to the case where, yeah, right, you have a case of a Malva Lova and then an Arif? right? You have your primary parties, you have the Malv and the Lovet, and then you know Ariv, someone, a guarantor, I think is the correct translation, a guarantor of the loan. So the case where the Edom are Kroven to the Ariv. So the Gemara ends up passing the case. So the question that the Ravid is coming to answer is that why don't we apply Pagina Dibura? To be, basically, to believe the Edos of the Edom regarding the Lova and the Malva to whom they're not related, right? And just simply not believe them regarding the Arif, have a form of what we would call a form of Pagina Ne'amanus. Again, believe the whole Edos regarding one party, but not regarding the other party. So the way the Ravid answers that question is that Pagina Dibura is limited to cases of Psule Baldavar, where you are the party yourself, Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, or where you're the Lova in the case in Chafhe. But the case there in Makos, where you're dealing with the Psul Kurva, you do not apply the Klal of Pagina Dibura based on his Yisod, because again, Pagina Dibura only applies where there's a lack of Shem Eidos in part, and then with Mimelo, we accept the other half. But when there's a psul kurva, like in the case of Makos, that's going to trigger Eidos Shabbos Mitzvah Shabbos Kula and undermine the entire Eidos. So again, that's the Ravid's presentation, that it's limited to psulei baldavar, and that explains why it doesn't apply in the case in Makos. So just as I think we read this last time, but just just the read inside the Lashon of the Ravid, very important klal where he holds that regarding a psul baldavar, that's not that there's a psul edus, but rather that you lack a shame aid regarding yourself, and that's really the foundation of his entire pshat. So this is the lashon of the Ravid, as quoted by the Rush. It says, V'hada amar adam karov etzel atzma ve'eno demesim atzma rasha. Basically, when does this klal apply? Hainu davka kishemeyed al atzmo. It's only when the edus is regarding yourself. She'in ze edus klal. There's no edus at all regarding yourself. Ela kemisha eno dami. It's as if nothing happens. She'in adam nikral atzmo eid pasul, because you're not even considered a pasul eid regarding yourself. Kadesh nomar eidah shabbat mitzvah shabbat. It's rather this idea that you lack a shame eid, and therefore mimela we accept the first half of the testimony. Fine. So again, the Ravid holds that the basis of eino demesim atzmo rasha is the idea of a psul baldavar, which lacks a shame eid. And the Rush and the Chiddush Eran point out when they're quoting the Ravid, that the Ravid is a very easy way of explaining the entire Shach B'Tarya from Tesam Aviv to Yidam Ra. So we pointed out the Gemara is a Havamina about whether you apply the Klal of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo to Ishta. So we pointed out that if the basis of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo was a classical Psul Kurva, like we're going to see in other Rishonim, then it's very strange. Why would there ever be a Havamina that you don't apply Adam Karav Eitzel Ishta? Adam is a Karov Eitzel Ishto. But again, if you think that the Klal of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is not indicating a Psul Kurva, but rather is referring to Psul Baldavar, so then it's an open question whether you are also considered a Baldavar, whether there's Shem Eidus also regarding your Ishto. And then you have the same Havamina Maskona regarding Mamono. Are you also a Baldavar when your Mamon, when your Shur is really the Baldavar? Is your mamon make you also the baldavar? So again, in the ishto, we conclude that you are a baldavar. In the case of mamon, we decide that you're not. But again, that all those questions, you can hear both tzadim when you're viewing all those questions from the perspective of not kurva, but rather baldavar. Fine. So that's why the Ravid is a very easy understanding of the entire Shach B'Tarya, how the meaning must run.
Does that also explain why Rava in all the other pieces doesn't mention Pagina Dibura?
Very good. We'll get to that later. But I guess once you mention it now, exactly. Right, according to this Ravid, he also has a very good explanation as to why Rava omits the Klal Pagina Dibura. Because probably what you mean is that according to the Ravid, Pagina Dibura is not a separate Klal. Pagina Dibura is a natural outgrowth of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo. Because Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo basically means you lack a Shem Eidus on the second part. So in the Mela, we only have the first part and we were able to accept the first part. And according to this, even if you quote Pagina Dibura, Pagina Dibura is not a separate klal. That's just Memela, a natural outgrowth of the lack of Shem Eidus on part two. So in the Mela, you have part one. So again, according to this approach, exactly right, Aaron, fact that Rava omits the separate nekuda of Pagina Dibura makes a lot of sense, because it's not a separate klal, it's rather just a natural outgrowth of really the only klal at work, which is Adam Karo Beitzalatma. Excellent. Oh.
Yeah. But then according to the Ravid, so what's the Gemara's teretz? I understand why the Gemara has a Hava Mina that ain't on the Mason Masma Rasha, but a person can make his wife a Rasha, a person can be a person will karabit to ishto. So what's the maskana not?
It's like, you know, ishto kegufo type idea.
So ishto kegufo will go so far as to say that he is a
baldover. Yeah, that's the way the right one is, so yeah.
And then the implication of that would be that ishto is davka and doesn't refer to any other relatives.
Yeah. Very important. Very, very important. We're going to get to that. Yeah. We're going to see another important test case, trying to understand whether a particular rishon. Remember, that's a goof of what the Ravid is saying. I mean, the Ravid is saying the reason why Pagina Dibur doesn't apply in Makos is because there you're dealing with a psul kurva. Because his whole yesod is that the whole idea of Adam Karbetzel Asma Pagina Dibur is limited to psule kurva, which is either you or your wife, not classical kurva. So, I mean, he explicates that. And that's his goof of his answer as to why this cloud doesn't apply in Makos, which is a classical psul kurva. We're going to see that's going to be a good test case. Once you see Rishonim basically extending this klal to classical krovim, that's going to be a very good indicator that, you know, that a particular Rishon is rejecting the Ravid and is really accepting, you know, the second approach we're about to, you know, develop right now.
Okay. Although perhaps for Bunim, there is also a of like no. But...
Say again? Oh, Bunim.
Okay.
You mean Tanan particularly, or
probably?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you see that by Gedolin.
Okay, there's no, like, the
Ramasa,
but
you're in Dachas,
like, killing
Katanim,
because he says,
Katanim, specifically Katanim. Gedolim, you wouldn't really have that. Fine, okay, so, right, so the first approach is, you know, is the Ravid, as quoted by the Rush and the Chiddush Rambam, which again has a lot of important implications regarding the Sugya. The second approach, probably more normative, is that, no, the basis of Adam Karov, Eitzel Atzim, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzim is, you know, Kipshuto. And Adam, a person, is a Karov regarding himself. And therefore, the issue at hand, that the reason why you're not Neman to make yourself into a Rasha is not because, you know, you're a Baldavar and you lack Shem Edus. It's rather because you're a Karov. And there's a Psul Karov at play. And therefore, you're not Neman. Again, you're not Neman. So therefore, plug into the case, Plonir Vana Liritzoni. So regarding that third word of Liritzoni, you have a Psul Kurva. And then we're going to see that in order for you to accept the first half, you're going to then need a separate, distinct klal of Pagina Dibura. Right? Because once you think that part two of the statement is a psul kurva, so then, you know, why wouldn't you say Pasul Nitzasa Pasul Kula? So you're going to have to then have a second klal of, you know, Pagina Dibura, a second assumption that not only is there, you know, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzim on the second half, you're a Karov, but assumption number two, distinct assumption number two, that we're able to split the Edus, the statement, in half to have us only accept, you know, part one without part two. So just to see this inside, a number of Rishonim seem to, you know, take this approach.
Who said we could do that? I mean,
what?
Who said you're allowed to do that?
Yeah, well, that would be the Chiddush of Rava. That would be part of the Iker Chiddush of Rava is, number one, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, and therefore, Ein Adam Eitzel Atzmo Rasha, part one. And number two, a second important Chiddush of Pagina Dibura, which again is a very big Chiddush, which is its own Chiddush. Which is, that's why it's very hard, you know, why Rava would not explicate that. Fine. So basically, Rashi is the first one who accepts this. If you look at the way Rashi explains the klal of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo in basically all the places, he always invokes the classical psul kurva. So again, we'll see it in our two Gemaras, but he also says this in Ksubas Yudches and Abeis, where it comes up, and in Yuvamos Chafei and Abeis. Again, it's the same formulation, but just limited to, you know, the two Rashis in some actions. So first, just turn quickly back to Chafei and Aleph. We'll see Rashi there. Go for it again, Ari. See, do you ask for Rav Latane?
Yeah. בפרק כמה, רב לטעמי, בפרק כמה, דאין אדם עושים עצמו וכו', אינו יכול לפסול עצמו על פיו.
So he has a simple interpretation. Rashi in all these cases just says, oh, it says Adam Karov, it's Lahatmal. Therefore, it seems like he's saying that it's enough. You're a Pasul, you're a Psul Karov. And therefore, just like a Psul, or just like a Karov can be made, you know, L'schus on the Chova. So to here, you're a Pasul. If you look back at Tesim Beis, Rashi again uses the various similar Lashon, invoking the classical psul korban. You see, Dirmaskul Rav Amar. The bottom one of the Tesim Beis.
En Adam Yisrael Eidut Vodat Pip. The Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo. Yekach. En Adam Yechol Lashum Lasum Atzmo Rasha. Klomar Al Eidut Atzmo Inon Yisrael Rasha. Sharei Torah Pasla Karov Leidut.
Veniraga. So again, that line especially. So yeah, the Torah is posul korban. Right, and therefore, Veneirag. Oh, this is the second part. Right, so he adds again. He's noticing you have a missing part. Granted, you're a karov for the second half. So once you're karov for the second half, why isn't that possible the first half also? So he has to insert this new factor, plugin of dibura.
Okay,
so we'll get back to that formulation a little later, probably tomorrow night. It's a unique, formulation of Hagina Dibura. But again, Rashi seems to invoke the classical, Psul Kurva Chol Torah Kula, and therefore has to come on to a distinct klal of Hagina Dibura. So again, that's Rashi's consistent in all different places, seems to accept the second approach that it's based on a Psul Kurva. So while Rashi is explicit, we're going to see Tosvos in a number of places seems to accept this approach, but again, he doesn't explicitly say that he's accepting this approach. He doesn't say that he's talking about Kurva, but again, from different statements that he makes, it's pretty clear that he's dealing with a Psul Kurva. So the first one is the Tosos on the top of Yudam Nalaf, Zimraskul Itzel Ishto Balamina. So again, as I pointed out before, if you're like Rashi and Tosos, that you think that the basis of Adam Karav Itzel Asma is a Psul Kurva, so then you're going to have a very difficult time understanding the Havamina of the Gemara. What's the Havamina of Ein Adam Karov Etzel Ishto? Right? If the basis of Karov here is a Psul Kurva, it seems very basic. It's obvious that a person is a Karov regarding his wife. What's the Havamina that it wouldn't apply? So again, Tosos is bothered by that Kasha, which again seems to imply that he thinks that we're dealing with a classical Psul Kurva, and therefore he's bothered by why would you have a Havamina not to apply that to Ishto. So look at Tosos.
אצל אשתו לא אמינה אף על גם ניתי היא וזה בורר זה בעל כי אשתו לעניין איפיס על הדעתך אחד במחמת מיגות מהימן להורגו מהימן להורגה.
Before we're getting to his answers, right? So he's asking this question, right? Implied, right? If even though we know clearly that an Adam is Karov to his wife, so what's the Havmina here? So again, so the question again, the implication is that Tosus aligns with the second approach that we're dealing with a Psul Kurva. So in Tosos, I guess we'll see Rashi is similar, has a very lavdavka reading of the Gemara. Now, but what's the Yod? Somehow he has a Havamina, and granted, of course, you're a Karov regarding your wife, but somehow there's a Havamina that Migu, that the first half of the Edus is accepted, because that's regarding a Rachel.
Maybe we're not saying Pogina Dibora. That's what he says? That's the Havamina.
Correct. Exactly. Based on this idea, there are different ways that Rishonim formulate it. In some formulations, it's migu du chayli ahai, chayli ahai. A migu that we accept the first half of the Eidus, we can accept the second half of the Eidus, even though the second half of the Eidus in isolation would be a problem. The idea is that once something enters into the system, it's easier for that momentum to take the second half than it is if you're trying to enter it independently. Or the other way, it's accepted. Like the Chiddush Ha'Ran formulates this klal as, idush niskaimo miksasa niskaimo kulu. The same idea that once you're able to accept half of it, you're able to accept the other half. So we'll get back to exactly this assumption in a moment. But again, it's clear that Tosos has a very lavdafka reading of the Havamina, presumably because he's bothered by how can you basically it's unattainable in Tosos' mind to apply the classical of idea of Ein Adam Karov Etzel Ishto, that just doesn't make any sense. Therefore he says, oh, it doesn't really mean Ein Adam Karov Etzel Ishto, it just means that in B'chiya Gavna, where you're accepting the first half, it's as if you're Ein Adam Karov Etzel Ishto, because we're able to accept it, in this context, but really due to this other factor of Migu, de Chayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. Yeah?
We can see the Mishnah in Chavzayin Zeborah, when it says Baal Pishto is Baal Dabar.
Oh, very good. Take the word that I'm not. So I have a pashtus of Tosfos is that he's invoking just the classical soul of Kurva, as Aaron mentions in roll today. That's the next line in my notes. Is that it's an alternatively possible to interpret Rashi? Tosfos doesn't exactly just say that she's that he's a Karov. He specifically quotes the line of Baal Ki Ishto, which invokes the Ishto Kagufo type language. So it could be that Tosfos is working within, we're about to prove from the earlier Tosfos that this can't be the case, but just based on this Tosfos alone, you could have been Matzcha, this Raya, and say, oh, maybe he's not just quoting the Mishnah of Psul Kurva, he's specifically quoting the unique Psul Kurva of Baal Ki Ishto, and therefore, which really would be more of a Psul Baldover type idea. So again, based on that Tosfos alone, you could have learned that. We're going to see next that, again, the Tosfos right before seems to extend Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo to classical Kurva, so the Pashas is like our first interpretation of Tosfos, but it's important to note, based on that Lashon, you could have been Matzcha. But it's interesting, in line with our analysis, we pointed out that Rashi, again, seems to accept this first approach, that the basis of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is a classical Psul Kurva. So therefore, according to our analysis, Rashi should also be bothered by this Hatimina. And, in fact, he is. So it works out very nicely. So you look at Rashi, Dior Matzchil, and Yudam and Aleph, Itzel Ishto Lo Aminam. You go for it, Yaakov?
Sure. Itzel Ishto Lo Aminam. Adam Karov, Linyan, Fregen Dibura.
Oh. Right. So when it says Itzel Ishto Lo Aminam, and he reads it like Lo Aminam, Adam Karov, Linyan, Pagin Adibura.
Of course, it's just a Karov, and I'm going to
get exactly. Meaning?
Lehoir, Meherna, Ahahu Dibura, and Mikhtel, and Chadare.
Exactly. So again, very similar to Tosfos. Again, if you're a Rashi type person, if you accept approach number two, that the base of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is a Psul Kurva, then you're going to have to be very bothered by this Havmina. And again, Rashi L'shitaso is, and therefore comes onto the same klal of Migdu Chayli Ahai. Fine.
Was that Megu again?
You'll see the Chedush Rambam challenges it. But basically, it's like a very Mechudash idea that if you have two parts of your Eidos, and even if part two is possible, the fact that, part one is kosher, basically part one is able to drag along part two. And Megu, we accept part one, that's going to basically drag along part two. It's like this. It's like based on the notion that,
fine, but then by Adam, by somebody testifying on himself, why don't we say that same Megu? Why do we only...
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, that's going to get into, the mechanics of Megu Chayla, which is beyond what we want to discuss, but that, 100% is a very good point, that Rashi and Tosos are going to have to explain why they would limit, why there's only a Havamina of Megu Chayla, by Ishto, and not by... by Atzma. Again, it could be, according to them, the difference between... Yeah. It's a very good question. I'm going to leave it at that. But just, it's important. The Chiddush HaRan on the spot basically rejects the whole klal. I forget your kasha, which, you have to be consistent. Why wouldn't you apply this to the case of Atzma? Basically, the Chiddush HaRan points out that you have two opposing klal. On the one hand, you have this klal of, Migud Chayla Hai. But the klal which counters that is batl mitzasa batl gula. So again, the Chiddush HaRan says, I'm going for the latter. I hold the batl mitzasa batl gula. So therefore, whenever part of your edus is batel, that's always going to pass. So again, two directions. Part one is good, part two is bad. So Midu Chayla Hai says, allow the good part to take in the bad part. Batl mitzasa batl gula. Exactly opposite, to say, no, the bad part take down the good part. Therefore, the Chiddush HaRan rejects, the Mahalak of Rashi and Tosos to Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo and says, your whole approach to the sugya doesn't make any sense because according to your approach, you have to come onto this huge Chiddush of Nigud Dechayli Ahai Chayli Ahai, and that's against the klal of Batz Mitzas and Batz Lekula. So it must be that you guys are completely wrong, and therefore I accept the Ravid. The Ravid's idea, the first approach, that really the basis of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo is the idea of a lack of Hashem Eidus, and therefore you don't need to come on to this, because as you pointed out, because according to that, the Ravid's approach, you can simply understand the Havamina Maskana as relating to whether or not we apply this notion of lack of Hashem Eidus, this notion of Psul Baldavar beyond Atzmo, also to Ishto. So it's important that beyond just the difficulty, as Avi was pointing out, the Chiddush Aharon rejects, you know, the assumption altogether.
What makes the call of Batla stronger than the call of the
So basically, the Chiddush Aharon is probably going to point to the Mishnah, I think, at Makos Dalet Amud Beis, which is the parallel klal of Nimsa Echad Meyam Karav Apostle Kulam B'Telam, right? You have basically this form of Batla Mitzvah Batla Kula in two different realms. You have the we'll call it the Eidus realm, that's Batla Mitzvah Batla Kula, where you have half the Eidus, which is problematic. Then you have it on the Gavra Eid realm, that's in Makos, where that's where you have a Kadav Eidim. One of them is Apostle. So the Mishnah is clear, everyone agrees to this, that when part of the cut of the Edom is possible, that undermines the rest of it. So basically the Chiddush Aharon is saying, just like we have that klal in the realm of Gavra Edom, of where part of a cut undermines the rest of the cut, so the same thing should apply on a Chetzishal Edus level. That part of the Edus should undermine the rest of the Edus. So that's where he's coming from.
Right.
So you see the model of Batzim Iksasa Batzim Kula on a Gavra Ed level, so therefore extend that to a Chetzishal Edus level.
Right.
The other people, you know, again, Tosas, etc., again, the big Kiddush that you have to get into the details to understand that maybe there's a fundamental distinction between, the grouping of a, the Gabra, the different Edim within a Kat, and the grouping of, different parts of a Chetish Levis. That's its own topic, but it's a good question. Fine. So he's pointing out, right, the first Tosas which seemed to point in the direction of the Psil Kurva, again, was this top Tosas, as he pointed out, that alone you could have been Matcha. But perhaps a better raya is Tosas on Tess on the base. So again, we'll get into the details of the whole Tosas probably next time. But it's important that as we're talking about with Yehuda, is that a good test case, right, between these two approaches is whether you're going to apply this klal of Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo to a case where, right, to a case where it's only a kurva. That's right, it's only a karov, but it's clearly not. It's not yourself, it's not your wife, it's not your mom, but it's a classical karma. So again, the Raya Lashitaso says it doesn't apply in those cases, therefore it doesn't apply in Makos. We're going to see Tosos, just in passing, mentions that, right, discusses amongst the klolim of Adam Karvetz and Latzmo, a case where you're, being made on your sister. So again, that the strong implication is going to be if you're applying Adam Karvetz and Latzmo even to your sister, no one's going to apply in the Baldover to your sister. So it's clear that Tosos is accepting the Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo is the idea of a Psul Kurva. So this comes up, again, part of his longer discussion, which we'll get back to. If you see 2, 4, 6 lines up at the bottom of Tosos, like smack in the middle of the line, it's the word Vitida. So again, the context of Tosos is, right, is the first answer of Tosos, right? Tosos will get back to this, is discussing why don't you apply Palgin of Dibura in the context of Ksuba Sir Chesem Beis. And the first answer is basically saying the only time you apply Pagin and Dibura is regarding two different, gavras, two different individuals. But within an individual, you don't basically say, oh, Pagin and Dibura will accept it, for one aspect of the person, but not for the other aspect of the person. So when he's trying to prove that, he says, Veteta, do you see it? You want to just read it for us?
Veteta, Deim haya kohen nasui achoto, ve'u ve'afer ma'idim sheploni ba lea.
That's the case.
There was a Cohen that was married to someone,
a person's sister is married to a Cohen.
Yeah.
All right, and this person is being, is joining up with another person to be made regarding that bia.
Yeah.
So again, the issue is seemingly a classical psul kurva, a person being made regarding his sister. And then he points out, Okay, we'll stop there. But again, we don't get the details, but basically he's saying Pagin Dibura applies, right? Adam Karav Etzel Atzmo, again, which he's applying to a case of a sister, so it's clear that he's, applying Adam Karav Etzel Atzmo based on Psul Kurva, not based on Baldavar. And he points out, right, in this case, because there's no chilik between Onis and Ratzon, because it's an Ishes Kohen, so therefore, it's clear that the way Pagin Dibura works is that basically, you're not going to accept the edus regarding the sister at all. Not that we're going to be machalic within the sister as saying, oh, it wasn't l'ritzono, because in this case, ritzono doesn't matter. Again, details for the moment don't matter as much as it's clear from Tosos that he's applying Adam Karav Etzel Atzmo to a clear case of kurva, which is not baltavra. So again, so in light of this Tosos, you would basically, presumably, interpret the Pashas in Tosos Yudim and Aleph as basically invoking, you know, the Mishnah on Klav Zayin as, you know, classical, you know, psul kurva for your wife. But you're right, in an isolation, that would have been a good point. Fine. So again, we saw Rashi, and now we saw these two Tososim seem to accept this second approach of Adam Karav Eitzel Asma based on psul kurva. So the third Rishon, who seems to accept this, is the first Deah in that rush in Makos. Remember, the Ravid, quoted in that rush, is the second Deah. Right, the first Deah, and right, it addresses the question at hand in a different manner. Remember, the question at hand is, why don't you apply Balgina Dibura in the case where the Edim are Krovim regarding, you know, the Arev, but not Krovim regarding the Lova and the Malvus? The question was, well, Palgina Dibura, for a form of Palgina Nemanus, believe the Edus regarding the Malva and Lova, and don't believe the Edus regarding the Karov, the Arev. So again, so while the Ravid, it's important, while the Ravid rejects the question, says, oh, that's a case of Kurva, but that's not a case of Baldavar, and therefore, you know, Palgina Dibura doesn't even apply, it's not Shaif, the first Deah gives another answer. The first Deah says, seemingly, in a Hanami, you know, Palgina Dibura could apply to such a realm of Kurva, right? But the reason why it doesn't apply is because there's another Yesod that Palgina Dibura only applies to Remili. When it's two distinct parts of a sentence. We'll get back to this as a Palgina Dibura issue. Basically, he's rejecting the notion of Palgina Ne'emanus, where you basically take the whole entire, you know, sentence and believe it regarding one person, but not for another person, and says, no, that's not how Palgina Dibura works. It's not Palgina Ne'emanus. It's rather Palgina Dibura is in the classical sense, you chop the sentence in half. And therefore, in that context, you're not chopping the sentence in half. Therefore, that's not a case of Palgina Dibura. This is the first day in the Rosh Makos. But it's important, the implication is that if it was Chad Milsa, then Palgina Dibura would apply, even though it's not a case of Baldavar, it's rather a case of Kurva. So again, it's clear, you know, the contrast between the Ravid and the first day. The first day argues in the Ravid and thinks that no, it's not limited to Baldavar cases. It's rather, it applies to all Kurva cases because the basis of Adam Karov, Eitzel Atzmo, is the Psul Kurva. And again, right, one indication is his willingness to apply it to the case of Kurva. The other indication is just his yesod of, you know, chopping the sentence in half, again, is very much in line with the second approach. As we pointed out before, according to the first approach, Palgina Dibura is not a separate klal of, you know, chopping things in half. It's just it's a memela outgrowth, it's a natural outgrowth of the lack of shein edus. But once you're talking about, you know, you're trying to wonder, like, oh, when we can use, you know, our scissors to cut the, you know, cut the edus in half, seemingly you're holding that, you know, dealing with a psul kurva on half, and therefore in order to separate the two halves, you need to cut it somehow. So again, but all these are indications that the first Deah in the Rush seems to be accepting the second approach of psul kurva, and therefore is willing to accept it beyond Baldavar cases, and it also, therefore, it takes this approach of Palgina Dibura as being like a distinct klal of cutting the edus in half to basically to separate the pasul part from the kosher part. Fine. So there are the first two approaches. First approach, Baldavar. Second approach, psul kurva. So the third approach, which is really suggested in Achronim, again, it's going to be needed to explain certain Rishon, which we'll get to later, is that the basis of Ein Adam, Mesim Atzma Rasha, is that a person is not Neman to go Keneged his Cheskas Kashrus. Again, not a Psul Edus of Psul Badava or Psul Karov, but rather an idea that a person, again, you have your own Cheskas Kashrus, so you are not Neman to undermine your own Cheskas Kashrus. Your Cheskas Kashrus says you're not a Rasha, so therefore you're not Neman to say that you are a Rasha, because that's going Keneged your Cheskas Kashrus. So this Svara of a person not being Neman Keneged their Cheskas Kashrus is mentioned by the Or Sameach. I had you guys see, right? This is the Or Sameach in Hilchos Edus, Perek Yud Beis. He mentions this Yisod of a person not being Neman Keneged his Cheskas Kashrus. Happens to be that the Or Sameach doesn't think that this is the basis of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, right? He thinks Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha is Din Edus, like the first two approaches, but it's important that he mentions this klal, this notion of a person not being Neman to undermine his Cheskas Kashrus. And this third approach is going to be important for Rishonim, we're going to, you know, see later, who basically extend in Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha beyond the realm of Atis. So you see, it's a big machokas Rishonim, but whether this cloud in Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha, is that limited to the realm of Atis? Again, the Gemara is only quoted in the realm of Atis, right? Chesimid Beis, Chafayim and Aleph, Ksubasir Chesimid Beis, Yivamas Chafayim Beis, all the Gemaras which invoke in Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha are all within the realm of Atis. But some Rishonim, again, argued by others, but some Rishonim extend the klal of Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha beyond the realm of Eidos, even in the context of like a Toin Vinita. So again, in order to explain how Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha works outside of Eidos, right, you need an alternative to the first two approaches. Because a Psul Baldavar and a Psul Kurva are forms of Psulei Eidos. And therefore, they would not extend to a case of a classic Toin V'Nitan. So those Rishonim who extend Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha beyond Eidos to, right, outside the realm of Eidos, would seem to accept this third approach, that it's this general notion of a person not being Neman against their Cheskas Kashrus, which therefore applies even outside the realm of Eidos, and that's what would justify those Rishonim.
What does that mean to the outside? What would be the example?
Well, we'll get to the example. I mean, when you're, let's say, a Toin V'Nitan, you're making when someone accuses you of something, and you make a taina, which, you know, assumes that you're Rasha. I mean, we'll get to the cases. Basically, if there are the cases where you're on a Toin V'Nitan between two Bali Din in court, and, you know, they're not giving Eidos because they're the Bali Din, they're just, you know, explaining their case, and they, and agav their case, they basically make themselves into a Rasha. The question is whether we believe that such a taina. We're going to see that, right, although, right, these first two approaches are different than approach number three, we're going to see they're not like stiros, right? Because you can theoretically hold it both. Right? You can hold that within the realm of Eidos, right, you have the version of either Psul Bal Davar or Psul Karov, while outside the realm of Eidos, you have a different form of Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha, of the variety of not being, you know, Neman against your Cheskas Kashrus. We're going to see that's a way to resolve. People are always bothered by the, you know, there's a right, the Ravid, who famously, you know, understands Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha as being based on this Psul Bal Davar, also is one of the Shitos who applies Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha outside the realm of Eidos. They always ask, like, if you're, the whole basis of Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha is simply this Psul Bal Davar, then how can you ever extend it outside the realm of Eidos? So I thought the suggestion would be that maybe there are two dinim, that there are those, such as the Ravid, well, there are two forms of Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha. There's the type within the realm of Eidos, which is works along the lines of either Psul Bal Davar or Psul Karov, and then there's the one outside the realm of Eidos, which works based on not being Neman Keneged Your Cheskas Kashrus. We'll get to that later again, but it's possible to have two different dinim. And if you ask, you know, once you have that din of not being Neman against your Cheskas Kashrus, so why don't you just explain even the ones within Eidos based on that? Their answer is that notion of not being Neman against Cheskas Kashrus doesn't apply to Eidos, because it's clearly, when you're made that someone was, you know, Mechal Shabbos, you're being Neman against their Cheskas Kashrus. So just, you know, an assumption of Eidos is that Eidos is able to undermine a Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore, someone like the Ravid, even if someone like the Ravid who accepts this notion of not being Neman against your Cheskas Kashrus, that will only work outside the realm of Eidos. But if you're working within the realm of Eidos, the only way to justify Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha is through one of the first two approaches of either the Psul Bal Davar or the Psul Par. Fine.
According to this approach of you can't go against your Cheskas Kashrus, I'm assuming we're going to deal with it, but then why by your wife?
Oh, so this is Eidos. Remember, these sugyas are Eidos. According to that approach, that is only dealing with the Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha, which is not discussed by the Gemara. But all the Gemaras, which are in the realm of Eidos, are had to be working within one of the three.
But doesn't it say in that case in Ein Adam Mesim Atzim Rasha?
Which case?
In Yerim
but these are all within Eidos. Meaning, are you asking, sorry, maybe I'm not understanding the question. I thought you were asking, how could you apply this version of Cheskas Kashrus to your Isha? Is that your question?
Right, it's not going to work.
So.
To Aser.
Well, first of all, it could be that you're not Neman to undermine her, but either way, the Gemara only says that in the realm of Eidos. So that notion of Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto, right? The application of Ein Adam Meisman Zerasha to Yusha is limited to the Gemara's context of Eidos. We wouldn't necessarily know that about that other form of Ein Adam Meisman Zerasha.
And that's limited to.
It could be to yourself. It could be. I'm not sure, but it could be. Oh. So I guess the last thing we'll do before we close, just if you don't mind, just go, if you guys wanted to go to the Musar, is right now going back to Rabbi Yosef. Right now that we understand, now that we just had three different explanations of, or really the first two, because Rabbi Yosef is in the context of Eidos. So right now that we have, let's say, the first two approaches regarding Ein Adam Meisman Matzah Marasha within the realm of Eidos, again, either based on Psul Baldavar or Psul Karov, now let's go back to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Shita is, right, he doesn't apply Ein Adam Meisman Matzah Marasha. So the question is, what is the basis of Rav Yosef Shita? So you're going to see there are two different approaches to Rav Yosef in the Achronim. The first approach is suggested by Rekuvia Eger. This is the Rekuvia Eger in Yevamos Chafayim Abeis, Dibur Maskel Gazlan, and also in Ksubis, Yudchasim Abeis, Dibur Maskel Lo Hashanu. So here, Rekuvia Eger says that, that's probably the simple understanding of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef argues and holds Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. Simple. A person is believed to make himself a Rasha, and therefore, once the second half of your statement, right, once you're Neman on Ploni Rvani Luritzoni, so once Luritzoni, your puzzle on the, you know, on the second part, let's say your puzzle, right, now your puzzle Mishim Rasha, so once you're a Rasha, now that undermines the entire Eidos. So again, the first understanding of Rav Yosef is that once Adam Mesim Asma Rasha, once you think the person is Neman to make yourself into a Rasha, so once you make yourself into a Rasha is Pasal Eidos. So once you're Pasal Eidos, therefore that undermines your entire Eidos. So again, according to Rekuvia Eger, basically Rav Yosef argues on both assumptions of Rava. So again, if Rava is based on two assumptions, number one, Ein Adam Mesim Asma Rasha, assumption number two, Pagion Dibura, let's say within the second approach, right? So Rekuvia Eger thinks Rav Yosef argues on both. Number one, Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. You are Neman to make yourself into a Rasha. And then, once you're Rasha regarding the second part, you're going to be a Rasha for everything. So again, that's the first version of Rav Yosef, that Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and therefore, once you're Rasha, that undermines the entire Eidos. That's the first approach to Rav Yosef. Rekuvia Eger. The second approach to Rav Yosef is offered by the Or Sameach. Again, there in Hilchos Eidos, Yud Beis, Beis. And the Or Sameach doesn't say like this, but basically holds Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. So then, why could we not accept your testimony? He says it's like the Miman of Shach. He says, the reason why we can't accept your Eidos, that you're Rasha, because it's circular. He says, if we're Mamin you, that you're a Rasha, so then that undermines your Eidos. Once that undermines your Eidos, you can't. Your Eidos is not Neman, that you're Rasha. It's basically circular. Basically, so it comes out that Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, at the end of the day, you don't make yourself into Rasha, but it's Lav Nitame Derava. According to Rava, it's either because, you know, you're a Psul Bal Davar, or it's because you're a Psul, right, Psul Mizim Kurva. And then you're able to have either Pagina Dibura either as a natural outgrowth or as a distinct din. But according to the Or Sameach, the reason why you're not Neman to make yourself into a Rasha is because it's circular, right? Once you're Rasha, then Rasha's Eidos is undermined. And once your Eidos is undermined, so then you're not Neman to make yourself into a Rasha. So again, it's all a circular idea according to Or Sameach. So again, two versions of Rav Yosef, either Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, therefore you are Rasha, and therefore that undermines the entire Eidos, or that we can't accept your Eidos, not because we think you're a Rasha, but because basically it's all circular. We can't accept that you're a Rasha because that undermines the Eidos, and therefore we can't accept your Eidos, everything, you know, the tail chases the head, etc., etc. So we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up next time with the rest of the Sugya. The guy's gonna miss her.